This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, amazing people. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am excited to say that we are on our second season break. I am so, so excited. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for following through the second season. We are on a break, but we are not going anywhere because this month, we are dedicating the month of July to authors and creators, right? So I'm going to bring authors on the show and they will share their work, their journey, their experiences with us. So it's the authors month on this show. So I have an author with me today and we are going to talk about all that he's doing. Amazing thing is he is big on teens. He has an academy for teenagers. He's doing a whole lot for teenagers. And that's what we'll talk about today. He also wrote a book, amazing book, Teenagers of the Bible. In fact, I love the title of the book alone. I love it. So we're going to talk about all of that today. So welcome on the show, Chidozie. Chidozie, right? Yes, Chidozie.
Yes, my name is Chidozie.
Thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Izzy. I'm glad to be here. And I see the work that you do. Amazing, amazing work, inspiring. So thank you for being in this space. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
And hi to our audience. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Okay, so let's talk about you. Let's meet you. Who is Chidozie Izzy?
Pretty much your... No, I'm not your regular guy. So I am. Yes, my name is Chidozie Izzy. Okay. I like to identify as a teens coach. I mentor young people on different platforms, basically. But then I run an academy that is Teen Success Academy. That's me. My background is first in engineering before. A few other businesses here and there. I do logistics, basically. I do logistics, a little bit of HR, but my passion for teenagers is what has held me down with Teen Success Academy. So basically, that's who I am in a few seconds.
So how did the passion for teenagers, where did it stem from? Because you're really passionate about this academy. I see everything you do online. I'm like, wow, this man of God. So where did this passion, how did it all start?
I guess it's been there. Talking about where the passion starts from. Every adult has been a teenager at some point. And so I realized how much it would have been different if I had someone as a mentor at a certain age in my life, all right? So, even though I don't talk about it very much, I had a very troubled time as teenagers. Now you talk about mental health and all of that, but I was a very sick young person. And so I struggled a lot with identity issues and things like that. And coming from that background, by the time I got out of that, I look back and I wish I knew this thing 2 years ago. I wish I knew this thing 3 years ago. And so essentially that's how it started. And so it started from church. Then I started to help a few young persons find direction, make important decisions. What are you going to study at school and things like that? What are you going to do? That's how it started. But after a while, I needed to put a lot of structure to it. So I was back and forth, off and on the whole thing for a period of time. But then I thought, okay, we could put a structure around this.
Yeah.
And simply because it's passion doesn't mean it could be treated it when you have the time. Any day you come to church, when you catch one or two young people, you talk to them. And then you go away from that. But there has to be a structure, accountability, and then getting the parents involved. What mm-hmm. was actually the reason for putting an organization around it, so that parents want to see that something is more structured than just you can talk, mm-hmm. right? So that's essentially how to bring it to where it is today.
Wow. And how has that journey been for you? How long has it been?
Awesome. Seeing Success Academy is less than 2 years old.
Wow.
I think we'll be two by the end of this year. But the journey with teenagers is over 10 years now when that whole journey started. Okay. So, but like I said, yes, as a structured academy, working with parents this time around and getting them involved in the process. Of course, coming from where we are in this part of the world, there's still that autonomy struggle between parents and young people.
True.
That structure is basically 2 years old.
Awesome. Well done. You're doing so much. Well done. So let's talk about Teenagers of the Bible. First of all, I love the name of this, your book, first. Like, I saw it, I'm like, oh. Okay, so let's talk about Teenagers of the Bible. So what's the book about?
Yeah, so Teenagers of the Bible is like the name is Teenagers of the Bible. It took a while to this that name because, of course, you want to try to rebrand the thing so that you want to see how it sells to the audience.
Yeah.
Do we really want to look at teenagers in the Bible? But then after a lot of consultation and thought, you know, if you're interested, if you want to know, so many persons really do not think that they were young. It's not highlighted. Like, you don't open your Bible and you see a teenager there. So that's how I decided, okay, let's even draw attention to the fact that there were young people in the Bible. You know, pretty much a lot of the very... in the Bible, we're all teenagers at the time those stories were being recorded or things like that. So that's how the name came about. The book is about teenagers. I did a study of, I didn't write half of what the study is in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a study of close to a little over 30 young people in the Bible.
Wow.
Details around their history and trajectory and all of those kind of things. So I settled for just 9 of them. And so the book has 9 chapters dealing with each character.
Wow.
Each chapter. Yeah. And then we now created it in such a way that it will inspire study. So it has a review section where you get to answer questions about that particular character and things like that. Then carrying the parents along also, there is a section at the end of every chapter that is a note to parents. So this is from the teenager's perspective. From the parenting perspective, this is what we want parents to see as well on the life of that young person. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's it about the book.
And I'm sure parents are on needs for their children. Yes. They are really on needs.
The reception has been quite massive. Like I said, we didn't think that the name, you know, you already have a Bible. Why do you want to buy another Bible?
Exactly.
The reception has been fine. A lot of parents have read the book and said, wow, you mean this whole thing? How did I not see this part in my Bible? I said, well, you were not looking. Mm-hmm. We were looking. We went searching for that. I'll give a typical example. The hero story around the book of Esther, the girl or the young lady Esther. A lot of persons will think that Esther was Queen Esther. Like, if you think about today's queens in their 90s and all of that, it would be shocking to know that Esther was 17 when she became queen.
Oh, wow.
And I look at today's teenagers, typical Nigeria, Lagos, 17-year-old girl. Would she be able to take that kind of responsibility? What do you think? I don't know. So... that's why
there's a whole lot of conversation going on there.
so the footnote on the title was Teenagers of the Bible, Bible Lessons for the Contemporary Teen. So I want today's teenager to look at that story and see lessons that they can apply to their lives in the 21st century. So that's what it is about.
Wow. Do you intend to incorporate your work into this structure, the school structure, or are you working just independent on your own?
So far, we are independent. We've made a few moves with one or two schools about that incorporation, but it has not materialized into something concrete, but we're still on that journey. We have not completed it, but yes, the plan is in place.
Wow. This past at least 2 years that you've been working with this structure now, what will you say has been your biggest challenge so far?
The challenge is getting the parents to realize. So let me talk a little bit about the name, Teen Success Academy.
Okay.
You know, first of all, when I started working with teenagers, I share this a lot of times. The word teenager is a very recent invention.
Mm-hmm.
If you read any history accounts or, you know, any of those books older than 70 years, you're probably not going to find any literature in 1930 bearing the word teenager.
Yeah.
So that word is a recent invention. And, you know, if anybody differs, I'm willing to have a conversation. But I think that the word teenager was invented by the marketing media. Okay, so a group of marketers decided that this age bracket, they actually hold a lot of power in terms of the buying decisions in every family.
Mm-hmm.
So families make decisions about where to live because of the school that the child will attend. They make decisions about what clothes to wear, what cars to buy, and things like that. So a certain section of the business world, particularly in America, decided to channel advertisement to that group, that age group. Mm-hmm. That's how the word teenager came about. All right. If you read those literature that are quite older, you will just see the word young men, young women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there was a lot of apprenticeship in those cultures. So the young men would go to the farms, would go to the businesses with their fathers, their uncles, and they had hands-on training on some of those things.
Yeah.
The young women were already being trained. That's why, for instance, like I said, some of those stories, you will see that young people were taking responsibility at very early ages. Mm-hmm. You had a king in the Bible that was crowned king at age eight. Who would do that in today's world?
Sure.
We are still battling with not too young to run one.
Right.
You know, so you had kings crowned at age 16 and things like that. We understand that they will need a lot of adult supervision
guidance,
to do their work.
Yeah. At least
being able to step into that place of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, but today you have 17-year-olds, 21-year-olds that can't define their left from their right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have been babied all through their teenage years. You know, they are neither here nor there. They don't know whether they are adults or they are children. That's also something I tell parents. The biggest confusion teenagers have, you treat them like kids, but you expect them to act like
adults. True.
So that's the conversation around Teen Success Academy. The idea is that young people can be successful at a very young age. We have teen CEOs all over the world. Imagine now, especially with new media and all of that.
Exactly.
That's why we run the academy. So when we started, like I said, I have a very big church background and things like that. I'm also drawing the attention to the conversation that it's not enough to have a godly child that is not, it does not have skill.
Mm.
You know that story in your Bible about the 10 virgins?
Mm-hmm.
5 of them were foolish, but 5 were wise. So it's possible to have a virgin that is still foolish.
Yeah.
The idea is that we can begin to impact skill in young people, that they're not just good for good sake. All right? They are good. They have skills to be able to deliver success at whatever level, in whatever field of play. So that's all of the motivation behind the work we do.
Wow. That's a whole lot of motivation, man.
A whole lot of motivation.
Wow. So finally, if anyone, there's a parent listening out there and they are wondering how to get your book, where will you direct them to?
On social media, depending on where you are. We have pickup points in quite a number of states. We have not covered all the states in Nigeria.
Okay.
Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, Benin City, Owerri, Enugu, any of those places. But you have to reach out and then we can direct you to closest place to you, where you, because they are But if you live outside of Nigeria, of course, you can always use Amazon and they'll deliver to you.
Okay.
Available on Amazon, yes.
Okay. And of course, you are on social media as Chedozie, so anyone that wants to get to you can get to you.
The Uncle D, then Teen Success Academy on Instagram. It's Teen Success Academy NG. You will find us on Instagram.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Chedozie. Thank you so much for being on the show. And well done, well done, well done, well done.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Cheers.
Okay, guys. So that was Chedozie Eze with me on the show talking about his work. He is the founder of Teen Success Academy and he is doing so much with teenagers. So if you are out there and you want to connect with him, you can reach out to him on social media at Chedozie Eze and connect with him. So I'll be back next week with another exciting episode. And of course, I'll be back with another author and of course, another creator. So join me next week. And remember, this is still our season break. Season 3 will return in August. But for now, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.